The upcoming 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. But that music means one thing. Actually, it means multiple things. Sometimes we play it whenever we're going around the NFL, but in this instance, we're playing it because it's odds and ends time, which today will be brought to us by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh's trusted tire store store since 2009. Let's go.
Let's get after it, baby. Hey, Bechtold, are you in on this?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Let's do it. We'll start with Crowley. We got Steelers, Commanders, Russell Wilson, over under 211.5 passing yards.
I'm going over on that. I think he's going to go over on that fairly easily. I think he's going to throw up around 250 yards. In this football game, Dorenson. He's done it in each of the first two. He'll do it yet again.
I'm going over as well. I think he's going to need to go over if the Steelers are going to win this game.
I'm absolutely with you guys. Over 211.5 passing yards for big Russ Wilson. Jaden Daniels over under 222.5 passing yards.
I think he's going to go under. I think they're going to move the ball. I think they're going to score some points. I think a lot of their damage, including his damage, will be on the ground. He's averaging 216 a game. He'll go under. He'll go slightly under.
Yeah, I hate to piggyback off you, Crowley, but I agree. Slightly under, they're going to give Robinson a ton of carries and Daniels in the running game as well.
Robinson a little nicked up.
Yeah, hamstring. He was limited on Thursday, probably limited again today, and we'll see his participation level maybe coming Sunday. I'm going to go over, actually, slightly over, 225. I'm going to go 225 for Jaden Daniels. Najee Harris over under 62.5 rushing yards.
He's been so good. They've run the ball so well. Russell Wilson makes it easier to run because you have to deal with the moon ball, and so your safeties have to pay attention to that. I don't think he's going to go up over 100, but I definitely think he goes over 62.5.
Najee Harris has rushed for over 100 yards in three consecutive games. That's never happened before in his career. It won't be a fourth, but it will be over that mark.
I'm going to go under because of the disbursement of the ball carriers. So you're going to have Jaylen Warren, who's going to get touches, and Cordero Patterson will get his touches as well. Slightly under, but under 62.5 for Najee Harris. Jaylen Warren over under 20.5 rushing yards.
Over.
Over.
Over as well. Austin Eckler over under 28.5 yards rushing. Now, I know that does sound low, but he is very effective in the passing game. He usually has a kind of a 50-50 passing and rushing, or receiving and rushing. So 28.5 rushing yards for Eckler.
He's a really good football player, and you're right, he's a chess piece, as people say. He averages more than 30 yards a game on the ground, and I think he's going to get more than that because I'm wondering about this hamstring with Brian Robinson. And so maybe his workload, traditionally running the football, will be higher in this game. I'll go over.
I think it's going to be under. They're going to try to get him involved more in the passing game, as you said, Doran. And, you know, I remember Antonio Gibson's role in the Washington offense a couple years ago. No, it's a different offense with Kingsbury, but there's a lot of similarities there between the two backs.
I'm going to go with you, Crowley. I think that he's going to get more touches in the running game because of the Robinson injury. I don't know. I mean, even if Robinson does play, I think Eckler gets more carries. So I'm going to go over.
And if I may, I think the Steelers' run defense is going to be better than it was against the Giants. But I think largely through nine games, you kind of are what you are. I don't think that'll ever be a strength for them. And Washington's biggest strength is the way they run the football.
Jaden Daniels over under 43.5 rushing yards. Tough one.
It really is a tough one because the Steelers, when they play the zone read, even going all the way back to when it was Cam Newton and thinking about Lamar, they crushed the quarterback. They crushed the quarterback. They're not going to let him beat them on the ground. So I think the running backs do a pretty good job for them on Sunday, but I think they'll contain Jaden Daniels. I think he goes under.
I think under two. I think this might be a game that somewhat surprises us. We might think it's going to be a shootout. It's not going to be as ugly as the Commanders game against the Bears was, because, I mean, that was no offense until the final minute, but I think it could be similar to that, so under.
I'm going to go under because I think they, just like you said, Crowley, they take the same approach as they did with Daniel Jones in not letting him beat them in the running game. So I'm going to go under for Jaden Daniels rushing 43.5. George Pickens over under 64.5 receiving yards.
Man!
Yeah, it went up.
I was just going to say, it wasn't that long ago.
It was 54, 53, yeah. 49.
It's the hardest one so far, Dorn. I'm going over. With Russ 111 yards against the Jets, 74 against the Giants. I do think he goes over that mark. I think it's a shootout.
I think slightly over, but I wonder if Mike Williams takes a couple of catches away from him.
I'm going to go over. I think he has a big game. Pat Freiermuth over under 24 and a half receiving yards.
We love Pat.
Yes, we do.
Pat listens to the show.
Yes, he does.
So I'm going over.
Okay.
Let's go, Pat.
I'm going over, too. He needs a breakout game.
Let's go, Pat. Yeah, exactly.
It hasn't happened yet this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to go over as well. But I'm also going to go over on the next guy, Darnell Washington, over under 15 and a half receiving yards.
He's probably going to do it on the first drive.
Yes.
That seems to be their deal there with him.
They like to feed him early.
Might be the first play of the game. I think they're going to do something off of that. Like, they've been hitting, how do you describe it in football terms? They've been hitting the shallower route.
Yes. The crossing.
Yeah. The over route has been open a couple of times, but you take what's there. I think you're going to try to hit that one.
Mm-hmm. Behind him.
Behind him.
Yep. Yeah. Second level.
Second level's exactly what I'm looking for, and you have helped me level up.
There you go.
Yeah, but I do think Darnell Washington goes over that 15 and what is it, 15 and a half?
Yeah.
And I think he gets a touchdown too.
Oh, ooh,
how about that?
Nice RZ.
Do use him in the red zone. Like, that's the one thing you haven't seen a lot of him. Use him in the red zone, a big boy.
Calvin Austin III, over under 22 and a half receiving yards.
Under.
I think under as well.
I'm with you guys. And I think that what you said before, Bechtold, I think that Mike Williams takes away from those touches. Terry McLaurin over under 58 and a half receiving yards.
Over. As we discussed earlier, I think when Joey Porter Jr. has his issues, it's with fluid route runners, guys who are really good in and out of their breaks. And I think he has more success against guys who he could be physical with and go up and attack the ball at the catch point, Doran. So I think Terry McLaurin, who's a great route runner, I think he's going to give him some trouble. I think he goes over.
Yeah, I think over too. And I think they're going to try to move him around a little bit to try to get away from Joey Porter Jr. and get on Dante Jackson, who was not very good in that game against the Giants.
He was none.
Mm-hmm. Good call. I'm going to go over as well. Zach Ertz, he's the one who scares me out of everybody. I know that sounds crazy, but he's actually had a low-key, he's having a low-key good year. I think that he could eat on the Steelers. So clearly I'm going to go over here, over under 32 and a half receiving yards.
He's averaging more than that per game. I think they utilize play action well off their read stuff. Middle of the field has been an issue at times for the Steelers this year. When Doran's passing out tight end love, I give credence to my guy, All-American tight end. So I'll go over. Shootout. Pew, 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 pew.
To be different, I'll go under because maybe Deshaun Elliott's going to have a good day covering him.
All right.
Pew, 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 pew. Or Minka.
Or Cam.
Sutton.
Yeah, it might be Cam Sutton.
Mike Williams over under 1.5 receptions. This is a good one.
He'll get 2.
If it was 2.5, I wouldn't feel good about it, but yeah, he'll get 2 catches.
Yeah, he'll get 2. I'm with you. George Pickens over under 4.5 receptions.
Over.
Over.
Over. Will Preston Smith have a sack?
No.
No.
Yes. I said that yesterday. He will. Will Nick Herbig have a sack?
No.
Yes.
No, he will not. Will Cam Sutton have a significant play in the game?
Yes.
No.
Yes, he will. And here's a new
little twist.
Twist to this. I'm going to have this every single week. Off-the-wall prediction of the game. Something crazy that's going to happen that you wouldn't think will happen that's going to happen. My off-the-wall prediction, TJ Watt, pick 6.
Oh! Ooh!
TJ Watt, pick 6.
I got Beanie Bishop with another interception. Oh, Cam Sutton, you're going to walk up in here and you're going to take my spot? Not so fast, my friend. And that'll be, what, 3 consecutive games with an interception for Beanie. We are going to promote him from Beanie Bishop to Beanie Cardinal. Well on his way to being Beanie Pope.
What if we get a Chris Boswell 60-yard field goal in this game?
I really like that.
I like that a lot.
60-yarder? In a tight game when they need it, if only Tomlin will let him kick it, because as Starkey likes to say, they wouldn't let him kick it from like their own 38-yard line in Indy.
If I may, I think Austin had the best of those 3 predictions. I like that.
You don't like the TJ Watt pick 6?
I think that would make me jump out of my seat and wake my baby up.
But you're saying the most realistic one is Austin's?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's odds and ends.